Hey, it's Rickster CDN from The Edge Show, and I'm joined right now by Canis Kwa. I got
that right. That's right.
I'm very excited about this. Canis, why don't you give us a little bit of introduction about yourself, the team you work for, and stuff that you're working on?
Yep. My name is Canis, and I work on the Microsoft Azure runtime team. Mm-hmm. And we focus on the IaaS compute offering. And specifically, I work on introducing new VM sizes to market.
And this is actually what we're going to be talking about right now. So this is a bit of a sneak peek. You've got a blog post talking about this that's going to be going live.
That's right.
It'll be down there inside the comment area in case you're interested, and I'll link to it. What do you mean by VM sizes? What's new? What's different?
So this week, we're actually introducing new VM sizes that take advantage of new generation hardware that are around 40 to 50% faster than the previous set of sizes from a CPU perspective, mm-hmm. as well as about double the memory to core ratio, mm-hmm. for some of the sizes, and around five times as fast of local disk performance.
Okay, now we're getting local disk performance about five times faster because these are backed by SSDs, right?
Correct.
So instead of traditional spindle disks that we're talking about, these are SSD based. And also to clarify, this is also, it's not the OS disk.
Correct.
It's not the data disk, yep. which is where you would put your data files. This is specifically the temporary storage stuff that's like in the middle, the D drive stuff.
Correct, yep.
And that's actually, the best way to kind of talk about this is actually kind of see it. So why don't you actually kind of show us what it looks like for how to provision it, and also show us some of the stats.
Sure, so I have a script that allows us to provision these new VM sizes. So if we go into PowerShell, just to call out that we only have PowerShell support when we launch these sizes, but we'll really quickly add portal support to be able to deploy these new sizes through, mm-hmm. the portal. But at the beginning, we'll only have PowerShell, and this looks exactly like the way in which you create a normal VM size today,
okay.
through PowerShell. The only difference is that now you have this standard D13 parameter, which is one of the new VM sizes that we're adding in this release.
Okay, so you're mentioning that anytime we talk about the D series, that is the one with the faster hard drive SSD and also the better memory.
That's correct.
Okay, got that.
So in order to actually see all of the different standard D sizes that you can create, there's a handy PowerShell commandlet that we use called get Azure role size, which will list all of the different VM sizes that are actually available to your entire subscription, mm-hmm. including the D series sizes when they come out.
Okay. Great stuff about provisioning. You're going to have this as part of the blog article that you're talking about for
That's
this launch. You're going to be able to share those scripts. Why don't you actually show me a little bit about the difference of what it looks like once it's already provisioned and spun up for a performance perspective?
Okay. So we have a demo that I've already created that has two VM sizes, and one of them is the A4, the standard extra large that, mm-hmm. you're already familiar with. And then I now have a standard D4 series, D4 size, which is one of the new VM sizes that we're creating.
Okay.
And I've already provisioned these, and if I go and see what they look like, I'm running Iometer within the VM, and we see that on the local disk for the A4, we get approximately 1600 total I/O per second for equal read writes. Mm-hmm. And so I've been running this for now a couple hours, and so this is pretty representative of the kind of performance that you can see from that local disk.
Okay.
Now, if we take it over to the D series size, we actually see a much higher performance gain, and we see that now we get approximately five times faster performance from the local disk on, mm-hmm. the D series.
Okay. Now again, from a architecture perspective, this is the non-persistent disk.
Correct.
For people that aren't aware of what that means, that simply means that in the event that the machine has to get moved to a different location inside the data center and it gets spun up in a new cluster or a new environment, whatever data is on that disk is basically gone.
That's correct.
Correct. Yeah. So very specific types of data, types of workloads would be able to use this new faster, mm-hmm. thing. Not necessarily SQL, but other, right. types of things that you could be using inside your applications, that sort of, right. stuff. Now, we mentioned that it's the D-series stuff on the blog. You will also be referencing the fact that we have all this D-series information now available on the Azure.com website.
That's right.
For documentation, yep. for different things. So obviously, these things are going to have a particular cost associated with them. Mm-hmm. The last question I have for you is, provisioning-wise, you got PowerShell, But what about the regions and where these will be available? Because obviously this is kind of like a staged rollout, I'm assuming, correct?
Right. So at launch, we'll have virtually all major regions. And there's the list that is provided on the blog that will list out all the different regions. And we're continuously adding support for new regions as we roll out that hardware type into all of those, globally into those data centers.
Great stuff. How about you give our readers or our listeners or watchers a reference to where they can find this blog post and where they can find you?
Yep. So if you go to blog.azure.com, that you can see all the latest posts of new things that are coming on in Azure, including the virtual machine announcements. Mm-hmm. And my content and blog posts will be here.
Okay. And I believe it's actually under the virtual machine.
That's right.
Tag or topic, yep. I guess they
so
call it.
So if you go down to the virtual machine topic, that all of the blog posts specifically for around virtual machines will be posted here.
Fantastic. If you have any questions or comments, you can leave them below. If you're interested, you can also reach you on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle? Remember?
No.
You don't remember the Twitter handle? Well, I'll make sure it's included in the notes down below. You can reach me if you have anything, any kind of feedback. You're more than welcome to reach me at @RicksterCDN. Thanks for joining us, man. I appreciate
Thanks.
Being
Thanks for
part
having
of this,
me.
This launch and this blog post, and can't wait to use them.
That's right.